You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Howard King lives in Corktown, and he's with us now. Howard, how long have you lived there?
Well, it's going on 68 years. Birthday coming up May the 18th, so we can say 67, almost 68 years.
That's a lot of time. You've seen a lot of changes in Corktown through those decades, haven't you?
A whole bunch of changes.
Now, do you own a home or do you rent?
No, I rent.
Okay. So what do you think about this possibility that Ford may come in and buy Michigan Central from the Maroon family?
Well, I remember when I was a little boy, my mother, we went to Alabama and we rode the train, and it was such a beautiful sight to go in that train station, to see that marble floor, see that ceiling. And then these last 30-plus years, our store building looking like it's going to fall down, and now the Ford's going to come in. I prefer the Ford to have it, because Matty Maroon, they ain't did nothing with it. Just let it sit there until they start getting on them. So Ford's, I take my hat off to them if they can come on in. I bet you they have a better idea.
Well, Howard, if this happens, and it's still being talked about and negotiations are going on, but if this happens and Michigan Central is brought back to life, there'll be winners and losers. Who do you think will benefit?
Well, the big people. Ford, they the one to benefit, you know, because really the residents, they wouldn't have nothing to benefit because it's no pennies or coins going in their pockets. So it's always going to be the man with the big dollars. They the one will benefit. Little man not going to benefit nothing.
What if there are more businesses and there's more development and that building isn't sitting there like an eyesore and property values go up and people who own homes, suddenly that's worth more? Could that be a benefit?
No, not if the property values go up, because once the property values go up, then it means a little man such as myself, we're going to have to pay higher. You know, it's like that old Sam, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
So as someone who has lived in Corktown for all of these decades, what would you ask Ford to think about as it considers making this big presence in your community? What would you want them to think about?
I would like for them to think about upgrading the neighborhoods and the eyesore property to bring some positive and constructive in. If they make a commitment to work with the little grassroots neighborhoods, that would be a good uplifting for the neighborhood. And I just hope they bring a good positive spirit, good nature spirit, and just be committed, have a spirit, have a heart, have love for the community, have love for people.
Howard King, we want to thank you so much. Longtime Corktown resident Howard King. Thanks for speaking with us today, Howard.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, and you have a blessed day.